ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com newbie series, Lori's Story 4. My name is Eric and I'm joined by the inimitable Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we studying today?
今日は expressions used on meeting a person for the first time.
Alright, so what's today's grammar?
Possessive particle no and negative sentences.
Okay, and today's conversation takes place at
Narita Kuko, Narita International Airport again.
Wow, we love this place, don't we? We should go, we'll do like a live location there next time, okay? So yeah, in the previous lesson, Mr. Mizuki was looking for Lori and finally found her. And today's conversation starts with the greeting. So let's take a listen.
はじめまして、ロリーです。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします、ラリーさん。
ラリーじゃありません。ロリーです。
あ、すみません。ロリーハンマーさんですか？
ハンマーじゃないです。ネイラーです。私の名前は、ロリーネイラーです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はじめまして、ロリーです。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします、ラリーさん。
ラリーじゃありません。ロリーです。
あ、すみません。ロリーハンマーさんですか？
ハンマーじゃないです。ネイラーです。私の名前はロリーネイラーです。
今度は英語が入ります。
はじめまして、ロリーです。よろしくお願いします。
Nice to meet you. I'm Lori. Please be kind to me.
よろしくお願いします、ラリーさん。
Nice to meet you too, Larry.
ラリーじゃありません。ロリーです。
I'm not Larry. I'm Lori.
あ、すみません。ロリーハンマーさんですか？
Oh, I'm sorry. Lori Hammer.
ハンマーじゃないです。ネイラーです。私の名前は、ロリーネイラーです。
It's not Hammer.It's Naylor. My name is Lori Naylor.
Wow, what was this guy looking at? It sounds like somebody told him Lori's name through like hieroglyphics and smoke signals. He completely destroyed her name.
So this name, but Larry and Lori sounds similar to me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, now that you put it like that, it actually does. So I guess he was getting the L's and the R's confused.That's a huge problem for Japanese people learning English, right?
So, this is a huge problem for me too.
What's the problem?
If I know the spelling, I think I can pronounce it, but...
But how about listening to it?
Tough.
Wow, really so tough. Somebody should make tongue twisters for L's and R's.
So, すごい絶対できない。
Like, nice rally, Larry. Hey, let's ride in my Rolls Royce to grab some lunch at the Red Lobster.Hey, repeat that, Naomi-sensei.
無理無理無理無理
If you guys have a better suggestion for nice L and R tongue twisters, send them to Naomi at JapanesePod101.com. We're waiting for them.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, L and R, V, B.
Yeah, come to think of it, neither does Spanish. There's no real V sound, so everything is pronounced B.
Ah, 本当?
Yeah, same thing. I see. I guess just some languages don't have the V built in.
Yeah, I bet your name, like Eric, Japanese people pronounce your name like Eric.Not R sound, L sound, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really come across that much. They say my name like in Japanese or in the Japanese pronunciation. So it's like the D sound. Like it's not It's not L or R. Like, for me, it just sounds Japanese.
Ah, soka, soka, soka.
But I haven't had anybody who's really confused who's explicitly said, hey, Elik. I've never heard that before. If, you know, if that does happen, I think I'd be surprised.
Do you have any particular Japanese name you always confuse?
Yeah, actually, I always get confused between Takeshi and Takashi. It's almost the same, so...
Takashi, Takeshi?
Right. So, and, like, I mean, I can say them both. It's not a matter of listening or pronunciation or anything like that, but it's just so close that if I meet somebody named Takashi, I might call him Takeshi.
Sounds very similar, yeah.
But anyway, on to the vocabulary. All right, and our first word today is actually a phrase. What is it?
はじめまして.
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
はじめまして. はじめまして.
And the next phrase is?
よろしくお願いします. よろしくお願いします. よろしくお願いします.
And this word doesn't have any English equivalent at all, but it's used often when you meet somebody to close the greeting. And we'll get into it later, so just hang on. The next word is?
私の.
My. Mine.
私の. 私の.
And the last word is?
名前.
Name.
名前. 名前.
All right, let's take a look at some of the useful vocabulary and phrases. First, we have...
はじめまして.
All right, and this expression, はじめまして, it comes from the verb 始める, which means...
to begin.
And literally translated, it literally means for the first time. It's kind of like, for the first time, dot, dot, dot. It's like cut off. But it's a set phrase, and everybody knows what it means now. It means, you know, how do you do? Nice to meet you, right, Nami-sensei?
Hi.
And do you always use it when you meet somebody new?
In a polite situation, yes. But with friends, I would just say, どうも.
Okay.
In a casual situation.
So, どうも would sort of replace
anything.
For the first time.
Hi.
Okay. And what's the accent for 初めまして?
はじめまして. 初めまして.
Okay, the tone goes up on the second syllable and comes down for し.
そうです。初めまして. はじめまして.
And when you say it fast, you notice that the she is not a she, but it's actually an unvoiced consonant. So it just sounds like sh. Okay, and the next phrase is?
よろしくお願いします.
All right, this is another one of those words that we can devote a whole episode to. And it's really hard because there's no real way to translate it or there's no equivalent in English. We just don't have the concept of よろしくお願いします. All right, and it's used in many different ways, but today we're going to talk about よろしくお願いします in the form of a greeting. In other words, when you first meet somebody, the closest thing I could say is to bless your upcoming friendship, your forthcoming friendship that you're going to have, and you want to start off on a good foot, so you say よろしくお願いします. Okay, if you want to break it down word by word, よろしく means
well or best regard.
Like, it's very positive, right? It's kind of like very celebratory. And お願い means?
Wish, favor.
And します is?
Do.
And I guess you could say something like, please be good to me.
Oh, yeah, because I will be good to you.
And for you people who've been listening to our shows, you notice that at the beginning of every show, Naomi-sensei and I say よろしくお願いします to each other. It's not like we both have amnesia and we come in and we say, oh, hey, nice to meet you every single time. This is a different usage. It also means please be good to me. Because we're working together and we're about to, you know, do something together. And you use it all the time in this type of situation when you're asking for favors, when you want somebody to do something for you, or when you're going to work together. But we'll get into that in another lesson. So, but with this phrase, we have many different levels of politeness.
Hi.
Let's start with the most polite.
どうぞよろしくお願いします.
This is very polite. Okay, you use it. I don't even know when you would really.
Yeah. But if you're taking an interview.
Okay, yeah.
You want to say, どうぞよろしくお願いします.
That's a perfect example. When you have a job interview or some sort of very serious interview for something high level, like, you know, you're trying to get into a school, you say, どうぞよろしくお願いします. And you say it slowly and you have to bow at the time.
Yeah, like 45 degree.
Yeah, right. It's really set. As a matter of fact, I think when I say it to you in the beginning of the show, I bow a little bit too, so my voice might change a little bit. It's like you just have to sort of bow a little bit to show your... your respect and how nice you're going to be to me. Please be good to me. Okay, and what's the regular polite expression?
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
The same way we learned it, the same way that Lori said and Mizuki-san. And what's a more casual way to say it?
Dozo yoroshiku.
And what's an even more casual way to say it?
Yoroshiku.
All right, and you would say dozo yoroshiku or yoroshiku to your friends, right? When you're asking for favors or stuff like that. When you're meeting people, even if you're meeting someone your age or some friends, you would still more or less say yoroshiku onegaishimasu, right?
Hai.
All right, and our next phrase is?
私の名前はロリー・ネイラーです。
Okay, literally means, my name is Lori Naylor.
Yeah, I don't think we often use this sentence pattern.
Right, it sounds perfectly normal in English.
Yeah.
But in Japanese, it sounds a little odd, right?
Yeah. The reason she used this phrase is she wants to emphasize her name.
Right, because the guy kept on messing up her name.
Right.
You know, I guess his Morse code signal didn't come in through and he got it all wrong. And he called her something else. So she wanted to say, no, my name is Lori Naylor, okay? That's my name. So that's why she said, 私の名前は.
Hi.
So this is not a regular self-introduction. How would you regularly introduce yourself, Naomi-sensei?
Naomi desu. Or, 私は Naomi desu.
Either you leave out the subject or you include the subject, but you don't say, 私の名前は. You don't say, my name is. You could say, I am, or you could say, Naomi is. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but as we talked about the function of no in the previous lesson, so check that out. It basically means to attribute a position or a title to yourself and or just to connect two nouns together. So when you say watashi, I, watashi no, it becomes my. It's possessive, okay? It gives ownership too. But as I said in the previous lesson and as I've said elsewhere, try not to say watashi wa as much as you can. You don't really need it in daily conversation. It's more natural not to mention the subject, especially when you're talking about yourself. Okay, let's take a look at today's target phrase.
ラリーじゃありません。
I am not Larry. All right. And what's the key point here?
じゃありません。The negative form of です。
Wow, that is it's so different from です。How can it become the negative form? Okay, first, this is a really complicated topic, and here, I can talk about this for another show, but I'll stop saying that. Okay, first, let's break it down like this. There's three forms of desu. First, let me point out that we've been talking in desu-masu form, which is the polite form of speaking. The most basic root form is de-aru, okay? That is the neutral basic form in Japanese. So the negative of de-aru is ではありません, which is the first way to say a negative form. There's three ways. What's the second way, Naomi-sensei?
じゃありません.
And all we did here was get that ではfrom ではありません and shorten it into じゃ. And what's the third way?
じゃないです.
And this is no less polite. It's also polite, but you just got the ありません and you turned it into ない. And nai is the casual version of ありません, but we attach desu at the end, so it remains polite. So you could use it to anybody. All right. And all of these expressions are polite. Are there any real differences in the way that you use them, Naomi-sensei?
I would say ではありません is the most polite expression.
Do you ever find yourself using it?
In speaking? Not much.
How about in writing?
Writing, I use it a lot.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, so let's be a little negative here.
Hi.
Translate all my sentences into negative. 私はロリーです。
私はロリーです。ではありません。
私はロリーです。
私はロリーじゃありません。
私はロリーです。
私はロリーじゃないです。
And those are three ways of saying I'm not Dori in the same level of politeness.
Okay, do you want to practice?
All right, let's go.
こんにちは、アンディさん。
え、アンディじゃないです。私はエリックです。
エリ？
いいえ、違います。エリックです。
エリック。
はい、そうです。
はい。
あ、こんにちは、ナオコさん。
ナオコ？ナオコじゃないです。ナオミです。
あ、すいません。ネヨミさん。
ネヨミじゃないです。ナオミです。
Whatever. All right, so let's review what we learned in today's lesson. When you meet somebody for the first time, the first thing you have to say is...
はじめまして.
はじめまして. And then you want to say, please be good to me, because I'll be good to you.
よろしくお願いします.
And you say your name?
Naomi desu.
Eric desu. All right, let's introduce each other. はじめまして.
はじめまして. Naomi desu.
Eric desu.
どうぞよろしくお願いします。よろしくお願いします。
All right, the time has come for Naomi-sensei and I to take our amnesia medicine. Hey, but we always forget though. But anyway, I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
じゃあまた。
はじめまして、ロリーです。よろしくお願いします。よろしくお願いします、ラリーさん。
ラリーじゃありません。ロリーです。あ、すみません。ロリーハンマーさんですか？ハンマーじゃないです。
ネイラーです。私の名前はロリーネイラーです。